Okay, I have a question from an anonymous source about a, well, he's not anonymous because he gave me his name, but, and named project, which I'm not going to name, although it was named. But the question itself is really quite general, and I think relates to anywhere in the world. It relates to many devotees, and I can relate to it, being that I'm on the other side of the question. Okay, let's say what the question is. Well, the question is by anonymous is that there's this particular local project, and I'm not really inspired to support that project so much, but should I still do so out of a sense of duty? Obviously, I'm a little biased, being a sponsor, being a organizer of projects, and of course those projects we don't just really pull out of hats, but rather leadership management discusses these things at great length. We try to see, get feedback from leaders in the yatra, and sometimes from devotees in general. Is this fitting into Srila Prabhupada's plan, particularly a specific plan for yatra, if Prabhupada had one? His general vision, how does this serve the devotee community? And if the leaders do decide, then it's understandable that everyone is not going to see eye to eye. There's no such thing as everyone agreeing on everything. Yet at the same time, even though we may not all agree on a particular project, but yes, I would say that it is our duty and responsibility to at least support that project. Maybe we'd support it with greater contributions if we were more enthusiastic. Let's take an example, for instance. In the United States, there was just an election in which more or less the president was voted in by half the people, a little over a half, obviously. But that means that just a little under a half of the other people don't like his policies and don't like what he stands for. And right now, it's getting to be a lot more than just under a half, but anyway, that's another thing. For instance, they don't like his policy that their tax money is going to go to build a wall between the United States and Mexico because they don't believe in walls on borders. Those things came down in 1989 with the Berlin Wall. But still, they have to pay their tax. They like it or not, that's a process of democracy. Once the votes have been cast, the decision made, then you're going to have to support this with your dollar. You're going to have to support the construction of this wall. So why? Because you're that's cooperation. That's being part of the country. In our case, well, this is what it means being part of the yatra. Sometimes you like the decisions. Sometimes you don't like the decisions. But Srila Prabhupada said, cooperate together. So here's the idea, how it is that we actually cooperate together. We only cooperate together when things are that we like or when it isn't a matter of finances. No, we cooperate together all of the time. And so, of course, we shouldn't just, all right, begrudgingly, here it is, take it. But then communicate. Let me try to understand a little better. Well, why was this decision made? What are my reservations about it? Perhaps a discussion with the powers that be will allow a person to be a little more convinced that, yes, this is actually a good idea, or this is the best that can happen under the circumstances, and therefore I should support it with enthusiasm. So, voluntary donations are always hard to direct. Obviously, they should be inspired. Nonetheless, it's not a high level of consciousness when you think that something's mine and I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with it, because devotees obviously are trained to understand that nothing's mine, everything is Krishna's. So how can I use things in Krishna's service in the way that best serves Krishna and fulfills Srila Prabhupada's desires? So let's try and keep cooperative mood. Let's try to develop Krishna consciousness movement, accept that things aren't always the way we would like them to be. We may not always be inspired by everything that happens. I can tell you I'm not always inspired by everything that I have to do, and I don't mean about ISKCON, but I mean even about to do with devotees and everything. But that's the basis of spiritual life, is doing your duty and seeing a greater plan. And that's it for now. Hare Krishna.